Mr. Paul Romaine on the drums. And my dear friend and Portuguese instructor, Mr. Biju Barbosa. And we have our co-presenters tonight, Mr. Chuck Lamb on piano. And a very special guest, Mr. Larry Coryell. Make him all feel welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, they're going to deserve a round of applause. Thank you so much.
We're so excited to be here, and this is really an awesome experience to have Larry get out here. And I've known Larry for many years in many different capacities, and I've been talking to him for a while about coming out, and then just happened to be that Chuck has been doing a lot of gigs with me over the last couple of years, and Chuck happened to run into Larry sort of at a jazz festival, I think last fall, and they got talking and realized that we've been doing these things together. So it was kind of the convergence of those two things that we were able to pull him out. He's been everywhere, all over the world, and he's constantly just was out in New York and recently in Japan. He's going to Germany after here, so we're really, really fortunate to have him here. And so in honor of that, there's a piece that I wrote actually last year when I had Kenwood Dennard out, and it's entitled Joyful Reunion. So we're going to play that piece for you, and I think it's very appropriate.
I don't read music, but it just looks really good if I have it up here. It's not the notes I have a problem with, but oh, those breasts.
Thank you. want Chuck Lamb to share his experience with Dave Brubeck before we play the tune. Is that okay with you? It's Chuck Lamb. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Lamb.
You know, I was really fortunate to, over these last 12 years until Dave passed, to get to be really good friends with Dave Brubeck. And, you know, he's my mentor, and ever since when I first started playing piano when I was 15. And we would just hang out and listen to music together. But one experience I had, what tune are we doing? Oh, no, it's right there. So I got to play with Dave sometimes at his house. You know, he had 2 9-foot Baldwin pianos, you know, facing each other with the keys, you know, so you could look at each other. And I sat down at the piano, and he sat at the piano, and I said, "What do you want to play?" And he went. So I started to play it, right? And then I kept playing it, and then I kept improvising and doing all kinds of stuff, and then I would be getting off into all kinds of things, and Dave would be, "Yeah, man, yeah, yeah," he'd be, right? And I'd finally finish, and I'd come down to the vamp, and then I'd start going. And Dave never stopped doing it. Right? So we did this vamp together, and this is how the song ended.
Both looking at each other.
That's the way he ended it?
And that was about, you know, 15 minutes. Jamming with Dave Brubeck.
Chuck Lamb, ladies and gentlemen, and launching the tip box.
Thank you.
Chuck Lamb. Yeah. Larry Coyle. Keisha Barbosa. Paul.
Joe Andres, who put all this together. Our dear friends from Porto Alegre and Curitiba. Viva Brasil! So we would like to, yeah, let's have, hear from Brazil.
Don't get me started.
So I'm going to play a little intro to a piece written by the great, Carlos Barbosa, Luis Bonfa. And it's called Manga do Carnival, or Black Orpheus, or the English translation of the words that were translated by an American jazz critic, A Day in the Life of a Fool. But we still like to call it Orfeo Negro.
See Bad Plus. I can play the whole thing for you. But come see them anyway. I like their version very much. I just did it 30 years before they did. A little humor there. Thank you.
Daughter who lives here in Arvada. This is Annie White with her husband Brady and my grandson Zach. Stand up. Everybody's there. The love of my life. And for those of you who may remember in my early days in New York, Andy Warhol was like Mary Poppins compared to, anyway. My partner in crime with the very first jazz rock group ever in the existence of the earth. Not that that's very important, I don't know if writer, one of the greatest human beings I have ever met, a great poet and a great bodhisattva. His name is Columbus Baker. Will you stand up and just say hello, Chip? Chip Baker. And here it is. He survived the 60s to be here today in this magic town. It was originally called Auraria. Auraria. Because Auraria, I'm not from Georgia. I am from Georgia. That's how we talk in Georgia, it's Auraria. But it's really, it was a trading post called Auraria, and I don't know, when did they change it to Denver? When they made the sandwich? Oh, there was Auraria. He's so serious. He says, ask his wife. Well, I'll be seeing you and your wife tomorrow. Anyway, we would like to do something by the great Dizzy Gillespie. It's a little thing he wrote called Burke's Works, because his full name is John Burke's Gillespie, Burke's Works. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Paul Renee, Denise Santana, and Joe Andrews. Thank you so much. We so appreciate you. And I know Larry really appreciates the great support here in Denver. I know we need to get it back here again soon. So,